Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mullet Haw.
Mullet and Haw. How you guys doing?
5:30 till 10 a.m. on 670 The Score.
Grand Bigs. Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Mully and Haw. Bigs time.
The Bigs Report. With Brad Biggs.
Bigs time.
Bigsy.
His name is Brad Biggs. Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to The Score. Brad Biggs is the football man from the Chicago Tribune, a long time contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us now on the Signature Bank Score Hotline. Signature Bank, making commercial banking personal. Big Z!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, it was interesting to watch some of the mic'd up stuff with Justin Fields, and to see the way that Luke Getsy was coaching him, and to see the comments that Eberflus had for him in the post game. You know, they obviously are doing okay, but that's shocking when you think about the numbers, 78 yards passing a game. I mean, you should be able to get 100 yards passing just by lining up, right?
Well, I mean, these days, yeah, you ought to be close to 200 unless you run into a really good defense or have a rough outing,
right,
or it's bad weather, or you're running the hell out of the ball, or maybe a couple of those combinations. So, yeah, I mean, the passing game is something they continue to express confidence in. It's something they acknowledge they're still working at, and through three games, it's been terrible. I don't know that you find a three-game stretch for a Bears quarterback that's been this poor statistically since Caleb Haney came out of the bullpen late in the 2011 season and was really bad, and you know, so bad that I think you could make the case that that cost Jerry Angelo's job.
I think you're right. Bears were 7-3, and then they never got any better after that, Brad. Interesting matchup on Sunday. Mirror images of franchises in transition. The coaches, Brian Daboll, Matt Eberflus, coached together on the Brown staff 2009, 2010 under your guy, Eric Mangini. Take yourself back to January, Brad. Brian Daboll, how serious was he a candidate for the Bears coaching job? It didn't seem like he had much recollection of that process at all, even though I think a lot of people looked at him, a lot of Bears fans thought he might be the ideal guy to develop a young quarterback like Fields.
Yeah, I mean, they talked to him in that initial round, but I don't think it ever got serious with Brian Daboll as a candidate to come in and be the new head coach of the Bears. For whatever reason, the team being more struck by something some of the other candidates said, Daboll having greater interest elsewhere. You know, I don't know. He was on the original list. He's, off to a 2-1 start and regarded for doing some really good work with the Buffalo Bills. as the case is, we've talked about this, you hire an offensive coach from some team that's got a young quarterback that's exploded, and the challenge is the coach can't put the quarterback in his suitcase and bring him with him. He's got to go prove it that he can do it with an unproven guy, in this case Daniel Jones, or he can eventually get it done with a draft pick or a new quarterback.
The Dable thing wasn't he went to high school with Bill Polian's son. Bill Polian was a guy that the Bears were using to help them, and there was a connection there, as I recall. I believe Joe Shane also was interviewed. The New York GM was interviewed for the Bears GM job, and he's a guy that grew up in the region and you know, knew of the Bears and, you know, knew the background, et cetera. It's just sort of a funny mirror type of thing when you look at how it worked out.
Yeah, and both these guys are in similar situations right now, Dable and Eberflus. I think both teams, you would say, are trying to get the offensive line better. Both teams have major issues at the wide receiver position. Both have been able to run the ball so well. Saquon Barkley's second in the league with 317 yards, and he's averaging 6 yards a carry. The only back in the league ahead of him is Nick Chubb. Both of them have struggled to stop the run. And now it's super early in the season, but these teams have a lot in common, and both of them want to get better throwing the football.
Brad, I asked this question with all due respect to the Bears' passing game. Which number will be higher on Sunday, Saquon Barkley's rushing yards or Justin Fields' passing yards?
Well, you'd say it's got to be Fields, right? But he hasn't topped 121 yet, guys. And in six of his 13 career starts, he's passed for less than 125 yards. That's nearly half of them. I would think it's Fields. You look at that Giants defense right now, only 3 sacks. That certainly hasn't gotten going for them. The pass rush, no interceptions yet for the Giants. Although you look at some of these figures and you say, boy, this isn't impressive. But you keep digging, and this Giants defense does do some things well. Granted, the sample size is small, but they're number 3 in the league right now on third down, and they're 4th in the league. And they're 4th in the league on third down, and they're 7th in the league overall in red zone. So they're doing well in a few areas, and you would expect things to start to click because they've got a pretty proven coordinator in Wink Martindale.
Brad, well, let's get to your pick. Who do you think is going to win the game? And give us kind of a, if you will, sort of a trip handicap. How does this game break down? How does it go? How do they go about? Who kind of gets to the front, and who's the closer, and how does this game happen?
Well, it was a tough game for me to pick, and I don't have a ton of conviction in my selection because I these are 2-1 teams that are off to probably a better start than they would have. The most would have figured they'd be at, and you're trying to figure out how good they are, and they're both improving in certain ways, but it's easy to poke holes in them in different directions. And for those who look at the Bears offensive line and criticize the current regime, the former regime, for the lack of investment in that position, I think the Giants are evidence that just because a team throws first-round draft picks at the offensive line doesn't mean that the problem is necessarily going to be solved. Andrew Thomas was selected 4th overall in 2020 out of Georgia. He continues to struggle at left tackle. Evan Neal was taken number 7 this year out of Alabama. You guys mentioned it earlier in the week. He had a rough go of it against the Dallas Cowboys on Monday night. Daniel Jones and the Giants offensive line through 3 games, 29 quarterback hits. I mean, that's a little mind-boggling through 3 games, guys. Daniel Jones is being pressured on 40% of his dropbacks. He's been sacked 13 times. which I believe is second most in the league. So I look at this and I say, if the Bears can get the pass rush going, I think the takeaways are going to follow, because Daniel Jones has been turnover prone at different points in his career. And if the Bears can win the turnover battle, come out with a positive number in that category by the end of the game, I think they managed to win this football game probably by a field goal. I think I picked 20-17. You know, David Montgomery probably doesn't play, would be my guess, after missing two practices with the ankle issue coming out of last week. But you got to feel really good about Khalil Herbert stepping in and carrying the rock. Jalen Johnson with the quad has yet to practice this week. I don't know that you could hand pick two opponents that you'd say, yeah, you won't be too worried about your best cornerback far and away missing these games if he's got an injury, than the Houston Texans a week ago and the Giants this week. I asked Alan Williams, the defensive coordinator, about the Giants wide receivers yesterday, and he talked about you know, what they did well, and they've got some big guys that can catch some 50-50 balls, and those can turn into 70-30 balls for the offense. But he didn't name a single guy, and it's a pretty nondescript group with Sterling Shepard now out for the season. Kenny Golladay, the local guy, that's not working out in year two there. He signed a $72 million four-year contract. I think he's got two catches on the season. Their most productive wide receiver that's not injured right now is the slot guy, Richie James. And after that, on the outside, it's David Sills, five catches, 57 yards. So I've got the Bears winning 20-17, guys.
Brad, your observation about Daniel Jones could not be more accurate. And could, I think it's going to be very telling on Sunday, because this is a guy in Daniel Jones in 41 games career-wise. He's had 37 fumbles. 37 fumbles in 41 games. He's lost 21 of those, and he will throw you the football. The question is, okay, you can maybe count on a takeaway. At the same time, we know, as we talked about and alluded to earlier in the week, he can hurt you with his feet. He's one of these guys that if the coverage breaks down, he's not going to be afraid to run downfield. How do the Bears counter that? You saw what the Packers did with Justin Fields and trying to rush in a way that kept contained, and it kind of worked. Can the Bears be conscious of that without being too, you know, without overcompensating?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because I think Daniel Jones has been more effective with his legs this season than Justin Fields has with his, okay? You know, I think Jones has got a little better feel for it at this point in his career, with more experience than Justin Fields. And I guess my answer would be, I wouldn't worry too much about that. I think because the Bears lean heavily on cover two, because that scheme has got all the eyes on the quarterback, that maybe you can go in and not have to worry too much about Jones pulling the ball down and doing a ton of damage. You know, he's got 125 yards rushing through three games. We're talking about, what, 40 a pop? I mean, if Daniel Jones rushes for 40 yards on Sunday, that shouldn't be the reason why the Bears win or lose the football game, in my opinion.
I'm just curious. I know that the concept for a Matt Eberflus defense would be to get pressure with the front four. Will they take advantage, though, of issues with the Giants and try to blitz a little bit? I mean, isn't it a good idea to come at them from different ways, given how porous that offensive line has been?
Yeah, I think they've got to mix some of that in, right? And when do you do that? I think you try to catch them by surprise, not necessarily in third down situations. You come on a second down to try to put them in third and unmanageable. Maybe you come on first down on occasion if you've got a feeling that they're going to throw it. You've got to be mindful of Saquon Barkley there, but he talked earlier in the week about the pass rush, the production, the Bears with six sacks going into this game, and how they needed more than just the ends to get home. And that's linebackers coming Maybe it's a zone blitz. He referenced the nickel position. So you can see Kyler Gordon, and that's something that they feel Kyler Gordon, the rookie, does pretty well in terms of bringing pressure. If people may remember, he nearly had a sack in the preseason game at Seattle back in August. So, yeah, I'm curious to see what they have in store for the Giants offensive line and for Daniel Jones, because I think you could probably bring a little bit of pressure without worrying too much about exposing yourself on the back end, just because this Giants wide receiver group is so, nondescript. I mean, if you're looking at wide receiver groups saying who needs more help, the Giants or the Bears, we could be on till late afternoon with that. If Mitch wanted to hear us talk about that, I mean, you got some real, real roster needs there.
All right, Brad, so I'm going to go back to Daboll for a second. First game, they come back, and they bring it within 20-19 with a minute left on the road at Tennessee, and he goes for two, and it works. And I think that emboldens a coach. It also rallies a team around this idea that they're going to be aggressive. They're going to go out and win games and try to do everything possible that they can. Are we in store to see some things that might be unorthodox from the Giants because of Daboll's presence there? Do we know enough about him yet as a coach to know how the Bears may want to counter that, if they will at all?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know that that's something that you're going to see the guy carry from week to week, right, in terms of just kind of being a really, really aggressive guy. I mean, you look at fourth down, and the Giants have attempted three so far through three games. So it's not like he's being super aggressive in that area or anything like that. But no, I think Eberflus, Daboll, all these first-time head coaches, the rest of the league is still kind of putting a book together on these guys, if you will, and trying to determine tendencies or how the personality of the coach may play into some of the decision-making that goes on during the course of a game. And I think it was warm in that game in Nashville, that opener where you're talking about he went for two. And sometimes you look at a decision like that and you talk about, wow, the coach is just being super aggressive here. In a situation like that, I wonder, because it was humid that day, I wonder if you're looking at it and you're saying, well, my guys are kind of tired. I don't know that I want my defense out on the field in overtime. That's why you go for two. But I think by and large, the rest of the league is still kind of looking at these new coaches and trying to put together a book on them.
I guess Pro Football Focus has the Bears pass rush ranked 29th in the NFL. What's going on with Robert Quinn? Is he healthy? He was ill and missed practice. What do you know anything about his availability? I'm sure he'll be back, but that is a guy that really kind of needs to step up.
Yeah, hopefully they have Quinn, right?
Right.
And with an illness, you would think he would be available. I saw something yesterday or Wednesday where it was talking about double team rates for edge rushers, and Quinn wasn't leading the league by any stretch, but he was probably in the top 8 or 10 at the graphic I was looking at. So I think opponents are looking at Quinn, understanding his skill set, and then looking at the rest of the guys and saying, let's pay extra attention to Robert Quinn. So that probably explains kind of where he's at. And I think I'm surprised that they're 29th. I really am. The eye test doesn't tell me that they're at the bottom of the league in rushing the passer. I would say that it would be fair to say their pass rush has been a little spotty so far. There's been some moments when they've been pretty good. I think, as I said, in explaining my pick in this game, guys, I think the opportunity to go against a couple of young offensive tackles and Andrew Thomas and Evan Neal gives the Bears a chance to go hunting here. Maybe they don't have a guy with a 4-sack game like Alex Brown once had in the Meadowlands, but they've got a chance for some of these guys to to really have a big game, in my opinion.
Brad, 60 seconds. Watched last night, I'm sure you did, with everybody else, the reaction to what happened with Tua and the way the Dolphins handled that situation.
Yeah, you saw the replays of what happened to Tua last Sunday where he looked a little wobbly, and your first thought is concussion, right? The Dolphins said that he passed the test last Sunday. The rest of the world seems to think there's a conspiracy in play. Like, I don't know that I've found anyone that's advanced the idea that it actually is possible he didn't have a concussion last Sunday. And I'm not saying that's the case, but it's like something, you know, wild happens and we want to go on a conspiracy hunt. I hope the guy's okay. He's off to a heck of a start this season, and it certainly was good news that he was able to travel back to Miami with the team after the game. Scary hit, and you wonder about it, his durability. You know, he's been through a lot physically. You wonder how that guy can hold up over the course of an entire season, but you hope that this is not something serious and not a repeat concussion in a matter of, 5 days.
Great stuff, Brad. Thank you. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Brad.
Have a great weekend, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.